New Radio and Quantum PC brings you another edition of Ask Mr. Quantum. But in this edition, we're actually going to ask the, I don't know, Junior Quantums?
Ooh, I like that. That's a good one.
We'll go with Junior Quantums. It sounds like an NBC sitcom, but we're with the apprentices and some of the younger members of Quantum PC. Weston Mann, Caden Kakmaransky, Trevor Ash, and Curtis Bargains. And first of all, guys, welcome to the radio stations. It's a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Pleasure to be here.
So, first of all, let's just kind of go around the room a little bit and tell us a little bit about how you came upon this internship, because I'm sure it's not as easy as, you know, looking in the newspaper or hearing it on the radio saying, hey, that sounds interesting. Caden, let's start with you.
I found out because my mom was a teacher at St. John Bosco, and Nathan will go there sometimes and do like IT work, and he had talked to her, and my mom knew I was looking for something over the summer, something technology related, and then Nathan said, well, why don't you have him apply, and then I sent my resume and got the job that way.
So this was always something that you at least had some kind of interest in. It wasn't necessarily, hey, this might lead me to the next one. There was a general, hey, these guys do what I want to be into when I, you know, grow up and stuff like that.
Somewhat, yeah. I'm studying engineering physics, so I'm doing physics, and I want to actually build real quantum computers, so that's a little different than what they do here, but it takes a PhD to be able to do that, so this is a good step in the journey to work on normal computers first.
And Curtis, how did you become a part of the team, if you will?
So I joined with Youth Apprenticeship through my school district, because they offered that starting this year, so I had the opportunity to branch out to apprentice at different jobs, and I wanted to do something in the tech field, and this was a good fit.
Now, earlier this year, you graduated, and you signed a letter of intent, and you know what? We've only heard about that with, you know, football players and basketball players and things like that, but with a local company, you were able to do that. Before we kind of even go on to Trevor and Weston a little bit, how did it make you feel to have Quantum PC kind of come out and say, hey, we like you so much, we want you to stick around for a long, long time?
Felt really good. It felt like I know what I'm doing with, like, my life and, like, where I'm going to go. And it's just another step that I'm...
Was there a day on the job in your first year as a youth apprenticeship where you said, you know what, I can see myself being here?
About day one.
Day one. You knew right away that this was, that Quantum PC, that you're going to work for these guys.
Yeah, for sure.
Curtis, these interviews are not, this is not where your raises come from, but I appreciate that. That's nice.
Erin Helgeson off the side as well. We'll bring her in as well. Trevor, tell us a little bit about how you first came upon this internship.
So similarly to Curtis, I found out Youth Apprenticeship started a program at my school, and I didn't really want to do it that much at first, but my parents really pushed for it, and I decided I'd go for it. And I was working with them, and I knew I really wanted to do something in the tech field, and they offered up Quantum as a good place for me, and I went there, and I had a good time, so I stayed.
So was it Erin, your parents, or your counselor at Gibraltar that twisted your arm the most?
My parents, for sure, yeah.
Good people there. And how has things gone so far for you?
Oh, it's been great. I mean, I'm really interested in everything that we do here, so... Every day is pretty interesting and fun, and there's new stuff every day, too. So
you're happy that you got your arm twisted?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Very.
And Weston, tell us your story. How did you get involved here with Quantum PC as an apprentice?
Yeah, so I really didn't like being at school that often, so I'm hoping to get out of school to be able to come here. But in all honesty, I really like electronics and computers and all of that. And so I really wanted to get into it. So when I found out that I could do the Youth Apprenticeship Program, I hopped on the train right away and I started looking for places to go, and Quantum PC, that was the place.
And we won't tell Adam Barry, your principal at Sevastopol, that you love school.
I love school.
You love school. But you wanted to hang out with the guys and girls at Quantum PC. And we'll go around the table once again. Caden, we'll start with you. When you first started, what's been maybe the biggest surprise to the job that you've encountered?
My biggest surprise was definitely how much the company does. I didn't know too much about Quantum PC when I started. Previously, I was just doing tree work, so I figured this would look better on a resume in the tech world. That was why I took the internship. But as soon as I got here, I realized they do so much more than just computer repair. It's been really nice to learn a lot of different aspects that they do with just the community and wiring cables and so much more than just computer repair.
What's been the one thing that you've enjoyed the most that you didn't know about Quant PC going in?
I've enjoyed the fact that Nathan has let me just kind of look at more like how to run a small business. He's really let me kind of oversee like how we do marketing and things like that. That was a lot more than just like computer repair technician that I saw coming in. So that was really nice.
Curtis, how about you?
Not necessarily like how big it is, but like our plans for the future. Because when I originally joined, I thought it was just like a small computer shop to just help out with like, oh, I need to get my computer dusted or something, you know? And just with all these plans and stuff up at Washington Island, at Bosco, at all these places, just pretty big, and it shows how much we're growing.
Trevor, same question.
One big surprise for me is definitely all the work that we're pushing farther north with. Since I live in Ellison Bay, it'll be really nice for me to be able to have somewhere close to my house that I can go and work on a lot of their projects up there. And it was a really nice surprise. I'm pretty happy.
And it's got to be nice for you as well, because obviously Northern Door is certainly one of those communities that we've been able to talk about here on the radio stations where, you know, broadband and some of those other tech things just isn't great in Northern Door. And to be a part of maybe changing that script, flipping the script, if you will, that's got to mean a lot to you.
It'll be super nice to have some work up there, some more support for just in the tech field in general. And yeah, that's something my family has definitely encountered a lot.
Weston, how about you? What's been maybe the biggest surprise you've encountered since starting your apprenticeship?
The biggest surprise would probably be actually how much stuff comes in like every single day. I thought, okay, there'd be like one or two things here to fix in lab, but no, there's a lot of stuff that comes through and like a lot of different problems. It's not like the same recurring issues. Like you'll have a lot of different stuff that you have to think through and try to figure out. So.
Now, do you guys all get to work together as a team at all, or are you all just kind of off doing your own things with some of the other full-time employees?
Depends on the day. It's a lot of occasionally, like Curtis was at Bosco a lot today. He's got a project going. Sometimes I'll go places. It depends who's in the lab. Sometimes you'll get an individual thing to do. And then if you need help, there's normally people around to ask.
What's been, and Caden, we'll go with you, what's been maybe your favorite thing you've done while on the job or your favorite day on the job so far?
One of my favorite things is I've just been able to like sell products and talk to people on the consumer side. That was another thing that I didn't really see coming. So that's been very enjoyable.
Trevor, what's your favorite thing that you've done?
My favorite day was actually, I'm not sure what day it was, but it was just pretty much an ordinary day in the lab, pretty chill. We had, I think it was me, Curtis, and Colin in there. We moved out 10 or 11 computers, pretty big day for us. We all got Fatso's for lunch. It was just a really nice day. Like, everybody was upbeat, everybody was happy.
We feed the interns, and they seem to like that. It's a good thing.
So when we get to your favorite part of being an intern at Quant PC, it's the food.
Oh, yeah.
Note that. Weston, how about you?
I think, because I haven't been here for too long yet.
Yes, 8 days?
8 days.
Wow.
Not going on the ninth day today.
And they put you on a podcast on day nine. That's pretty fantastic.
You never know what you're going to do. It's always something different. No, my favorite day so far would be kind of when I could start doing stuff like by myself. And I think like that day I got a bunch of stuff like done and actually accomplished myself. And I felt kind of proud of myself that I could actually figure it out myself without having to go like, oh, I have questions about this. I have questions about this. When I finally started to get things figured out, it kind of felt nice.
And how helpful has the orientation been at Quant PC? I know when anybody starts any job, whether it be in radio or even previous life as a custodian, there's all sorts of things that you need to know. And I think you kind of mentioned it there. You get to a point, it's like, you know what? I just want to get to this point where I can do it by myself and not necessarily rely on anybody. Is that kind of a similar thing for you?
I mean, there's always going to be stuff that you're probably going to have questions with because there's just so many different scenarios.
Hey, Curtis, I'm not forgetting about you. Favorite day or favorite thing that you've done as a member of Quantum PC?
Today has been one of the better days, to be honest, because I've got the opportunity to get up early, go to Bosco on a site and just grind out computers and work there, and I just felt really good to be able to help the community out and it feels like I'm actually doing something.
Now, Curtis, you are a member of Quantum PC officially. We talked about that letter of intent, but for the other three, Kaden, we'll start with you once again. If it's not with Quantum PC, what do you hope to do down the road?
Currently, I'm playing football at Case Western, so a lot is kind of just on football and just getting through with a physics degree and an engineering degree. It's a pretty heavy load now. After school, the door is very open. My degree is technically a double major, so it involves engineering and physics. I'm thinking about going to a PhD, like research, so I can work on quantum computers. But if I don't want to go 8 years of school, I may just go right into the industry and do electrical engineering or computer-based stuff. So the door is pretty open right now.
My head hurts just thinking about you trying to fit in football in your other schoolwork, engineering and physics. It just makes, how do you do it?
I don't sleep much.
At least you're honest.
A lot of nights, a lot of long nights, just homework, practice, go to bed, 4 hours later, more practice, but it's enjoyable. I like my team, and luckily at my school, a lot of other people are doing similar things.
Okay.
It's a lot easier in routine.
Yeah, everybody's kind of on the same schedule and things like that.
Well, some of our business guys don't have as much to do. So they have our business schools closed on Fridays, so everyone gets to enjoy their Fridays. Well, a lot of the other people, we have a lot of STEM guys and we have a few doctors, and they're all very busy on Fridays. But otherwise, everyone has the same thing going on.
So it's just the business guys making fun of you while you're at practice or on the road going to that next game and stuff.
Yeah, I don't want to single out business people because I enjoy business and marketing a lot. But it is, yeah, pretty drastic difference in the schedule, to be honest.
Trevor, how about you?
For my future, if it's not going to be with quantum, I'm thinking I'll go to college in the engineering field. Haven't really made up my mind yet.
Weston?
I don't know exactly where I'm going to go because I still have a whole nother year to plan out to what I'm going to do. But I'm really hoping to get some work up on Washington Island with the fiber optics. I was actually really looking forward to that and really hoping to start that project soon because I have some pretty close ties up there.
What are those close ties?
Actually, most of my family lives up there, and my whole family, half of it actually, owns the grocery store up there. So
obviously, you have great mentors at Quantum PC. What's been maybe the biggest piece of advice that you received? And Weston, we'll actually go in reverse order and ask you first. What's been the biggest piece of advice that you received from whether it be Nathan or Aaron or any of the other employees at Quantum?
Always ask questions about it. If you're not sure, ask questions, do the research on it, and try to problem solve it.
So kind of like what Weston said would be just asking questions. So kind of like our procedure for like a computer is like, if a computer is busted, why is it busted? And then finding the problem of like, why is it busted? Why does it not work? And just keep asking why. And then eventually it'll come to the solution to pretty much every problem.
Just like Curtis was saying, one of the biggest pieces of advice that Nathan has given me is always ask like five whys about the problem. So I'm trying to think of an example here, but...
Let's say their computer isn't booting and you're wondering like what's wrong with it. And then you look at it and you realize they have like very old hardware. And then you're like, oh, we can give them an SSD instead of a hard drive. And that would be an example. I don't know.
Not really with the five whys thing.
Well, I guess that would be an example of a scenario, not necessarily the five whys. But you could be like, why is...
How would you apply the five whys to that situation?
Yeah, there you go. Gave you something.
We'll do some role-playing here.
Let's just say there's a computer that's not booting up. Well, why is the computer not booting up? We'll say the hard drive. There's something wrong with the operating system of the hard drive. Well, why? The operating system is broken. That could be a BIOS issue, could be all that stuff. And then you just keep asking why, narrowing it down more and more, if that makes sense.
And Kaden?
Since we've been building off Curtis recently, I'll go back to what Curtis was saying. And something Nathan likes to say is find the low-hanging fruit. So just because you solve one issue, it's basically like putting a Band-Aid on it. You want to get to the root of the problem and figure out what's actually causing them pain. And sometimes it's not always the easiest option, or it's a new computer. But we're better off telling the truth and figuring that out up front.
With your internships, with kind of how you started at Quantum PC, what is that piece of advice you might have for your classmates, maybe for younger kids or maybe even older people that maybe going the internship route might be a good way to figure out what they want to do down the road? What kind of advice do you have for them? Kaden, we'll start with you.
Build a resume and apply. Right now, just with the current environment, you can really get a job a lot of places. Everyone's looking for work. So even if you don't feel you're fully qualified for a certain job, just apply to it. Not necessarily even at Quantum, but just anywhere.
It doesn't hurt to go out and try something, even if you think, I might be interested, I don't know, but there's no harm in just going out, going to try, whatever it may be.
Oh, yeah. For me, it's just like kind of Weston was saying, where there's no harm, but like even if you don't think it's something you might be very good at or whatever, I mean, they'll guide you through the whole process, and you'll learn a lot on the way no matter what. Plus, it looks good on a resume.
I would just say try whatever you want to go into, whether it's through an apprenticeship or if you have the opportunity to get a job there. Like, you always want to like try going the route for your dream job before actually doing it, because it turns out like your dream job might not be what it's all in for. So it's always good to give it a shot some other ways.
And we're going to throw a curveball. Final question will go to Aaron. We'll put Aaron on the podcast here.
You got it.
And Aaron, tell us a little bit about what these four gentlemen have meant to Quantum PC so far this summer. And also, once again, tell people why doing an internship, obviously we want them to do with Quantum PC, but any internship is really beneficial to their future and finding what they want to do.
So these guys have all been great. Caden is our intern. So we knew going into it, he was just going to be here for the summer. You know, he's got bigger aspirations, he's going to school and everything, but it's been great. And it has been nice to be able to kind of show him different aspects of the business, to be able to kind of give him that insight. And that's where we feel that that's just one more thing that we offer to the community. Because yes, we've worked with Caden's mom, so we know he comes from a good family and he's a local kid. So it's really cool to be able to offer that. And for our other three apprentices, it's been fantastic. The youth apprenticeship program is great, and it does a lot of what these kids are talking about. If you have an interest in a field, this program offers you that foot in the door to give it a try, to see if you're going to like it, say, hey, is this where I should point my future? Is this really something that I'm going to like to do? So it's been really cool for that. And the fact that Curtis was able to decide that he was like, I don't know if I want to go to school yet. So he was like, I think I'd like to work full time. And we were graciously, we were able to take him in as a full time employee. So it's really been nice. That's kind of where the apprenticeship program comes full circle. You know, you love to be able to grow an intern or an apprentice into a full time employee. So it came through Curtis. He's the guy. And with Trevor and Weston, they still have some high school to finish. So I feel like it's a great opportunity that they're able to come in and get kind of a real life aspect of what it takes for a full-time job.
And as a business owner, it also is good. As you see other businesses have their help wanted signs and things like that, it's got to be nice to kind of be able to train people the way that you want them kind of trained, to fit your mold, if you will, and hopefully have some future employees, or at least have some help in the interim along the way.
Absolutely. It has been nice, especially with everything that has been going on in the economy and people trying new jobs. It's kind of been the time where if somebody wanted to try a different job, you could go out and get it because they're hiring. So we're really glad that these guys have all chose to work with Quantum. And yes, we were able to definitely put them to work this summer, and they've been doing a really, really great job. They are, you know, moldable and trainable and these things that you kind of look for in a new employee. So it's worked out mutually beneficial for all of us. So, and yes, I feed them.
Important note to make sure we put there at the end.
Yes, they get fed. Don't worry. They're all growing young boys. They get fed. We know how this works.
So when you see the Quantum PC vans out and about in the community, not just in Door County, but really wherever you guys need them, you might see Caden, you might see Weston, you might see Trevor, you might see Curtis, but you're hearing them right now. Thank you so much for coming in to the radio stations of New Radio and Door County DailyNews.com, and good luck the rest of the summer.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Tim.
And you've been listening to another edition of Ask Mr. Quantum and Mrs. Quantum on the radio stations of New Radio and Door County DailyNews.com, brought to you by Quantum PC.